Okay, here there's a question for all the bhikkhus, and we'll see how that just went over. So. I'll do my best on this. Can you please recall a time when you were intensely attacked by the armies of Mara and had a lot of suffering, and what you did to overcome it? What strategy did you use, or whether nothing worked at all, and you just had to be patient with it and accept it? Thank you for your teaching. That's the story of monastic life. One of the beauties of monastic life that you really resent often is the fact that there is no escape, you're left with a lot of suffering because when you ordain as a monk your greed, hatred, and delusion all ordain with you. And it's not some kind of magic solution. But the lifestyle is such that you don't really have many distractions. You don't really have many ways of getting out of it. I mean, we'd come up with all sorts of strategies. I mean, you're quite inventive about how to get out of it. But the Buddha was, I can remember so many times, God, the Buddha was incredibly diabolical in this. Because just all the avenues of gratification, distraction, all kind of blocked, so that all the different pulls and unskillful habits of the mind are kind of laid bare for you. So then you just have to start experimenting with this, experimenting with that, and some things work, and some things work for a little while, but don't work, cease to work. They arise and they pass away, and then some things you just have to be really patient. And that was so much of what Ajahn Chah used to teach us. Was learning how to be patient, and that sense of patience really takes on a whole other meaning and nuance in terms of the patience not just being something that you patiently put up with something and waiting for it to be over. But you're patient with something so you can be present with it and really watch it, observe it clearly. I can remember one time being with another Western monk who Ajahn Viradhamo, he was having some difficulty and frustration at the time, and Ajahn Chah was saying, just learn how to be patient. That's all you need to do. You don't have to understand everything. You don't have to practice everything. Just learn how to be patient with what you've got. He said, learn how to practice like an earthworm. It's like, earthworms are down in, and Ajahn Chah is a great actor, and he's, earthworms, they don't see anything. They're just down in the ground. They don't know where they're going. They just got their head down. They're just going. Just learn how to practice like that. Just keep going forward. Just be an earthworm. So that's always been a great, great piece of advice. And really learn. Okay, just put your head down and just keep going. It feels overwhelming, but okay, just inching along. Okay, thank you so much for your teachings and for answering all our questions with patience and wisdom.